Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. This is one of our mentoring editions. This is a Saturday morning. You and I are just sitting here talking, drinking coffee, and just relaxing, just trying to help you be a little bit better. I've been fortunate over the years to spend time with people that were further down the road in life than I was and were able to give me advice in various areas. And what we're talking about is how you can be better as an entrepreneur. And that involves so many qualities. I've always said if you work on you, the entrepreneurship part will take care of itself. Even if you failed in the first startup, the second one's going to succeed statistically. If you look, the second startup typically does better than the first one, of course, because you learn lessons. What I want to talk about today is luck is when preparation meets opportunity. Luck is when preparation meets opportunity. And why I'm talking about this is a common statement, but I had a guest on my podcast, 22 years old, Aluka Nets on Instagram, and he's done extraordinarily well for himself. And we were talking, and there's something that he said that I so agree with. And just hearing it from somebody, you know, young again, saying it, when I said, you know, how did you become an entrepreneur? And most people will tell me, well, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I had this idea. And he talked about, I knew I had to get myself ready. I had to become the right person. And that is so true. And I tell people that on Instagram that reach out to me, and I'm like, you know, work on you. Okay, ideas are great, but ideas in the hand of an idiot doesn't make a difference. The blueprint to Google in the hands of somebody who doesn't have follow through, it doesn't make a difference. You can give great ideas to people that are just not ready to execute on them. They don't have the maturity, the discipline, the focus, and you can go on and on. And there's a few things that he shared that I really liked, because I think they're really simple for people that are, you know, under 25. That would make a heck of a lot of difference if and when that opportunity comes, and it's going to come. And I tell you, stop worrying so much about finding the idea. Start working on you. Because if you're not right, you and a bad, like I said, if you're not the right person, it doesn't matter how good your idea is. There's going to be a failure of execution. And when I talked to him, he said, there's three things I started working on myself. He said, I wanted to become more disciplined. You know, do what I'm supposed to do when I'm supposed to do it. And this, there's a book out called, you know, Make Your Bed. And it's written by a military fellow. And it talked about how, you know, they do that in the military because they want the first thing you do to be something disciplined, something maybe you don't want to do. But if you look at a bed all day and it's unmade, it in your subconscious, it's like, I know I should have made that. You are lazier. You just are. You can explain it away any way you want, but it's a lack of discipline. So what can you do first thing in the morning that reminds you to be disciplined and shows you that you are disciplined? And again, the book was really good because it was Make Your Bed. I don't know what yours is, but you have to be disciplined. Discipline is doing what you don't want to do, but just doing it. Doing it without, there's certain things in owning a company that you just have to do. And you have to do it immediately. And you have to do it whether you don't want to or not. And as you become more successful, the list of things you don't want to do typically narrows. I mean, 20 years into this journey, I don't do many things I don't want to do, but there's a few things I still have to do. So becoming more disciplined, ask yourself, am I disciplined? That's what I like about exercise. Because if you exercise every day, that's a discipline. So he was talking about being more disciplined. And the second thing he talked about was leadership. I wanted leadership opportunity. I wanted to lead in anything I was involved in. Leadership. I think that's critical, your leadership skills. Where can you get an opportunity to lead? I don't care if it's leading a sports team. I don't care if it's leading a neighborhood watch. I don't care if it's leading a fundraiser. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's leading a group chat, for crying out loud. But you need to learn how to lead. And then the other thing he talked about was being decisive. He said, I wanted to work. He said, I had it even when I was making it a restaurant order. I knew exactly what I wanted. I ordered immediately. There was no hesitation. He said, I wanted to get to where I made decisions extremely fast. Well, you know, as an entrepreneur, you have to make decisions fairly fast. And being decisive is a quality in great leadership. And then, of course, he added, you know, I started reading like crazy. And I wanted to be, you know, look at who I was surrounding myself with. You know, the general rule is that the four people you're closest to, you're going to be the fifth in whatever they're doing financially and otherwise. So again, what I talked about today is everybody's looking for this, you know, their big idea to get rich. And I'm telling you, start working on you. Put some time on you. Are you disciplined? Do you take action without delay? That's how I define it. I take action without delay on the things that I know I need to do or the things that people are counting on me to do. I'm disciplined. Leadership. Do you follow people or do people follow you? Are you learning how to develop your leadership? Are you decisive? Some people had an idea 6 months ago. They're still thinking about whether they should take action on it. Okay, reading. Reading is how you can be mentored by the smartest people, the people that know the most about a certain subject matter. I've always said, think about it in a book. Somebody takes everything they know, puts it into, you know, 200, 150 to 300 pages, and says, here, this is everything I know on that subject. It's incredible what you get out of a book. And then start improving who you surround yourself with. And there's so many ways to do that now with the apps that are out there, Clubhouse and different things where you could start listening to incredible people, people way above you, talking and learning. And there's courses you can take. And there's YouTube. You can get in Facebook groups in various subjects you're interested. I joke, but soon you're going to learn how to like separate Siamese twins through YouTube and or an online course. I mean, they're putting so much information out there that there's just no excuse. So start preparing yourself so that when the opportunity does come, you will be able to execute on it. You will be the right person. All right, this is Sean Casarino with the 10 Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. Good news, we were number one in another new country this week, Zimbabwe. I love it. We've been number one in so many countries. Zimbabwe, the Republic of Korea, Macedonia, Nicaragua, Jamaica, and Azerbaijan. They are the six that we have been number one in the last 3 weeks. I love that we have a global audience. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We're brought to you by Get Started Marketing. They're incredible. You're not getting enough traffic. You're not getting enough sales. Simple. That's the only two questions I'm asking you. Are you getting enough leads through your website? Are you getting enough sales? Typically, if you're not getting good enough leads, you're not getting enough. They're great with that. So reach out to getstartedmarketing.com. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Rate it, subscribe to it, tell five friends about it. We're trying to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs, and we're trying to do that to more entrepreneurs than anybody on planet Earth over the next 12 months. Thank you.